It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is. And up in the studio, we have Julian Dine, a new album coming out this Friday called Teal via Soundway Records. You've also been in plenty of bands and stuff, doing a whole lot of stuff lately. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
And you've chosen three songs for us all. How did you pick these out?
It was a little bit of a smash and grab, but I guess kind of long-term favourites, influential tracks, and current digs as well.
Kind of a confluence of all when you brought things. Them in, you had a whole lot to choose from. Was it really quite hard to choose the three that you've chosen now?
Yeah, I consume a lot of music, and then within that you've got all the sort of back history of stuff that has meant a lot in your life.
That meant to you a long time ago and stuff. Yeah.
And then I was trying to sort of find ways to make a cohesion between my album and the tracks, and then that wasn't like totally apparent with a lot of it, but I was trying to make it fit.
Yeah, so this album that you've been working on, how long have you been working on Teal?
It's actually been a long time, like 5 years or so. Had a child in that time and just took a long, you know, long
just took
path,
your time and chose
one. Yeah.
And made sure that you were happy with it at the end. You're happy with it now, I'm sure?
Yeah, I mean, it's because some of it's so old, it feels quite strange, because it's I can't tell whether it's any good or not, because it's so, you know, it's gone past being a favourite and it's kind of relegated into being a distant memory, but now it's coming out and people are saying, oh, I like your new tune. And you're like, well, it's actually super old, but it's all good, you know? I'm happy with it. It's kind of good to do that in a way, so you're not, you know, the benefit of hindsight is always really good, you know,
and
especially with music.
You've got a few features on there as well. Are you just friends with all of them, or was it just...
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, most of the time I'm working with people that I've collaborated with before or have some sort of kinship with. I've never really tried to reach out to a lot of...
Randoms.
You know, I mean, that's not to say that's off the cards,
but
it just generally works easier when you're working with your friends.
And it's nice to have your friends on something that you've been working on, and they've been a part of the process. And
totally.
Like
yeah. And it's people that I respect and like too, you know, so.
Awesome. So this first track that you wanted to play, this Duksi Huzere one.
Yep.
How did you pick this one out?
This one has been a long-standing favourite of mine. And it kind of sits in this weird place between... It's Nigerian, but it's kind of digi reggae, but it also has this really wicked synth in it. And it's kind of a little bit New Jack Swing influence, so it's sort of like potentially kind of an ugly time period, the sort of like late 80s, early 90s kind of thing, but it really works, and it's just got all the right ingredients. So I really... Yeah, the synth line is particularly...
Standout.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Awesome.
Let us know what you think.
We'll give it a listen. Is that the synth there?
Yeah.
Let me feel it. Kiss me down, let me. you, baby. You know it's real. That's why each time
jealous, baby.
Jealous, I get furious. You are so good. Well, so you can kiss me down. Ow, ow. Kiss me down because I love it. Kiss me down and let me feel it. Kiss me down because I need it. Kiss me down and let me come.
I feel like the whole style of the track kind of transitioned from that initial synth at the right at the very start, and they started incorporating more elements through it, which I find really interesting.
Yeah, totally. And background vocals are really incredible too, the female vocal.
What was this next track that you've wanted to play for us?
I figure at any point in time it's good to play some Can, because they are the greatest band ever. And this is someone's like looped up the beginning, so but this is a classic tune, Vitamin C. Yaki Liebezeit, drummer, probably one of my favourite drummers of all time. Just probably like there's a reason why they're one of the greatest bands, because of the kind of the makeup of the group, you know, in all its iterations, but particularly with the Damo Suzuki era. But just a strange confluence of individuals performing this kind of non-ego based music, you know.
Yeah.
So everyone, it's a full democratic thing. I mean, there is guitar solos and stuff, but generally it's just like the whole goal is just to be one rhythm section.
Nice.
Including the vocals, you know. So
that's quite interesting.
Yeah.
Is that something that you kind of go for when you're writing your music or when you're playing live?
Definitely it's been a huge influence on me in the past, you know. Sonically there's a lot to, you know, derive from all their albums, and just the intent behind it, you know.
Awesome.
Everything. Yeah,
cool. We'll give it a listen. What was this track that you've chosen?
This is Vitamin C. This is one of the all-time classics.
Better get happy.
So you got a few things to promo. Album out this Friday. You're also going to be playing a gig on Sunday at Cassette 9.
Yep.
Also going to be at Flying Out DJing on Saturday.
Yep.
You're a busy man. How do you manage all these different things? Because you're also in... You play drums for multiple other bands and stuff. How do you manage all your time and tours and things like that? Is it hard work?
It's not really. I mean, it's kind of just like, as long as you don't have too many wires getting crossed, it's generally kind of works out. Things get busy for one project and then it dies down the other thing, sort of pipes up. By and large, you know, occasionally you kind of muck everything up, but for the most part, it sort of works. And I'm just fortunate, I think. You know?
Yeah, well, it's good fun. It's nice that you can juggle so many great different projects and stuff, because you were saying that at Wonder Garden you're going to be playing three times that one day. So
Getting greedy.
You're owning that festival.
Trifecta. I'm really looking forward to that. That should be great. I mean, the lineup's really awesome, and I don't know how to be at a festival that doesn't have like 400 drum and bass acts or all of that stuff. So, no, it should be really great. And
Is there anyone in particular on the lineup that you're
always
keen
on? Seeing Dame Funk. He's I haven't seen him play for a long time. He's a pretty exciting, animated performer. I'm looking forward to playing with Tom Scott's Avondale Bowling Club and with Lady Six, and playing solo, and just solid local lineup too. You know,
yeah, awesome. Yeah. There's some great artists on there that haven't played in a very long time, and it's good to see that. Like Cut Off Your Hands, for example,
exactly. Yeah,
a band that haven't played for a very long time. It'll be good to see them back up on stage.
Yeah, I'm excited for all that, and it's going to be great. And yeah, so this Saturday as well, if everyone's out and about, come along to Flying Out on Pitt Street.
Going to be a bit of fun.
And so we'll have copies of the album on vinyl for sale. And
you can buy them there.
And you can buy them there, and we'll be playing records and hanging out.
Because do you DJ a lot?
I do a lot of DJing, and avid vinyl enthusiast, and spend a lot of time and money procuring records from all over the world.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you've got one more song to play for us all, and then we'll play one of the singles from your album. What's this last one that you've chosen to play for us all? It's this one here, the Sumo Sui track.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, this the artist is how do you say his name?
Gedu Blay.
Yeah, Gedu Blay, and this song's called Burkina Faso. It's one of those things where it's a little bit 80s, kind of veering on dodgy, but just great vibe, you know, and works well DJ with, you know, like big open drums at the front, and it's a good standout track for playing out and for listening to, yeah.
Awesome.
I hope you like it.
Thanks for coming up. It's been great. I hope that the album launch and everything that you're doing over the next coming months will be great.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I've also got a track from Julian Dine himself coming up right after this.
Canada. 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 Adis Honolulu. The Sisiara, Arabian would have been support as social transport. Never want your market with more Sabota Enterprise. I'm a hand seeing a free kick. Yeah, bro, when I want to ask some.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.